I'm Julia, and you're listening to the Spirit Nomad Podcast, the show that helps spiritual seekers step into their purpose and freedom. You can find the video version of this podcast and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now, let's get into the episode. Do you want to manifest something in your life, perhaps abundance, love, or just a happier life, but you're finding it hard to surrender and trust the universe that your manifestations are coming to you? Manifesting can be difficult and even frustrating when you feel like there's no signs of your manifestation coming true. But don't despair, because in this episode, I will share the 5-step system for how to manifest your dream life by surrendering to the universe. Step number 3 and 5 are a bit controversial, but trust me, if you implement them, they will be life-changing. So to make sure to stick until the very end. A huge thanks to Aura for sponsoring this episode, and more on them later. This 5-step process have really helped me step into my dream life. My purpose is my full-time job, which is making videos and blog posts for you guys. I live in a beautiful house on the British countryside with hiking trails just outside my door. I've attracted the love of my life, my twin flame, and we've been together for 4 years. I'm also a digital nomad, which has been my dream for so many years, and I travel almost every single month. Without further ado, here are my 5-step process for manifesting what you want by surrendering to the universe. Step number 1 is to gather spiritual proof. And you do this by keeping a miracle journal. My guess is you already have a journal, but are you actually writing down signs of your manifestations starting to come true? For example, my friend really wants to manifest her soulmate, and she keeps telling me about all these crazy signs. For example, she went to the library, and in the book was a picture of her couple and a flight ticket. Like, that doesn't happen. And she's just getting all these signs, but she also tells me, Julia, it's still not coming true, and I feel like there's no progress. And I tell her, like, you told me so many signs. You need to write them all down, because that will show to yourself that they are coming true, which will help you surrender. Or for example, if you're trying to manifest your dream job and you're seeing 11:11 on the clock as you see a job advert, that could be a sign. It could be a spirit animal, or your favorite song is playing at the right time. One thing that I am attracting into my life is better health. I have leaky gut, so I'm trying to heal that now. And one thing that my intuition have been telling me is that I need to start cooking things from scratch. But it hasn't just been my intuition. I went and visited my parents back home in Sweden. And when I came, my mom had made scones from scratch, even the butter from scratch, and fresh tea from scratch. Like, who even does that? But that made me even more inspired. And then my friend sent me an article about all these bad things in conventional almond milk. And it made me think, like, oh, maybe I should just make my own almond milk. So step 1 is just writing down all the signs that your manifestation is coming true. Have them all in one place, so you can see just how supported you are by the universe. Step number 2 is to really make peace with reality. So in my situation, I could be beating myself up for, like, why did I not try to heal my gut sooner? Like, it's too late now. And I could be saying all these things, putting shame on myself, continue with the anxiety, which will just make the gut worse. But instead, I remind myself of my favorite quote by Neil Donald Walsh, that I have sent you nothing but angels. That's what God said to him. I've sent you nothing but angels. Everything happens for a reason. Because if I didn't have this issue, then I wouldn't have been now on this path towards more cleaner, healthier foods. So don't beat yourself up. Don't feel regret. And just make peace with what is. It all happens for a reason. And you will realize that afterwards, looking back, like, oh, I'm glad that happened, because otherwise I wouldn't be on this path. And step number 3 is one of the controversial ones, and that is to get out of the victim mindset. So many of us blame other people and their circumstances instead of yourself. You are the creator of your reality, and you can change things around. If you're blaming other people or your life circumstances and just saying you're unlucky, then guess what? You're going to stay unlucky. You need to truly believe that you have control in your life. If you're seeing this on YouTube, then write in the comments, I have the power to change my life. I have the power to change my life. Amen. Step number 4 is to surrender to expansion. This is a beautiful, beautiful guided meditation you can do on the Aura app, which I mentioned before, which is today's sponsor. And if you click the link below, then you'll get a free trial and also 25% off if you decide to continue. Aura is the first all-in-one wellness app that learns how to best help you. They use billions of data points and thousands of tracks to create a personalized recommendation for you. They also have tons of other manifestation tracks you can check out if you want to learn to surrender and manifest your dream life. Step number 5 is to not be too attached to the outcome. Don't feel like I cannot be happy unless I achieve this. Because happiness is something you need to claim yourself, and it's not dependent on other things outside of you. And not everything is supposed to manifest. If something is not for your highest good, then it might not manifest. Or it manifests, but then it gets taken away from you. For example, I really wanted a job at Google, and I manifested it. But afterwards, I got so much resistance and I ended up having to leave that job because it just wasn't in alignment with my soul and what I wanted to contribute in this lifetime. So just put your intention out there, know that it will come to you if it is in your highest good, and let go. Now, I'd love to hear, what are you trying to manifest into your life? Let me know in the comments. Love you so much and have a beautiful day. Let's continue the discussion in my Telegram group, the Spirit Nomad Podcast Tribe, link in the description. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.